Again, I'm going to join my colleagues in, my co-presenters in thanking you all for being here today. It's the last day of APHA, so to have a room this size is really, very gratifying. My name is Veronica Elzwebo. I'm the Director of Evaluation at City Harvest in New York City. Before City Harvest, I was occupying a similar role at the New York City Department of Health in one of their district public health offices. And the results that I'm going to present to you today is based on one of the range of programmings we have under what we call our Healthy Neighborhood Initiative called the Well Citizen Program. This is a program that specifically targets seniors in low-income communities in New York City, and we work with them through various ways to try to enhance their skills and knowledge and ability to engage in healthy cooking and eating. So on behalf of my co-presenters and co-authors, again, thanks for coming. I have no relationships to disclose. A little bit of a background about seniors in New York City. Of the 8.2 million New York City residents, seniors make up about 1.4 million of them, and 27% of these live below the federal poverty level, and about 16% of them are on federal food support programs like SNAP. The aim of the Healthy Neighborhood Initiative, threefold, the initiative itself was launched in 2005, and our goal was to try to shape and redirect efforts towards changing the food environment in the five neighborhoods we work in, as well as working with residents in those neighborhoods on an individual level to try to change their eating, cooking, and shopping behaviors with the hope that overall their dietary habits will improve over time. And lastly, we're working with community partners in those five neighborhoods to try to change the food environment through programs that address or speak to changes to the supermarket environment, as well as corner stores and bodegas. And in 2013, the Healthy Neighborhood Initiative distributed about 44 million pounds of foods to low-income residents in New York City. Of these, 28 million pounds were directed towards fresh food to these residents. And the seniors make up the largest block of program participants in our program. About the Well Citizen Program itself, the program is an 8-week nutrition education course, which, as I mentioned, targets seniors in low-income communities in New York City, mostly in public housing development. The program works with seniors around things such as enhancing cooking skills, and they do this by actually demonstrating how to cook and prepare some of the produce that we distribute to them through our other programs during the course itself. The other thing they do is to try to work with seniors around enhancing their ability and to engage in behaviors and practices while shopping that also promotes overall health through using nutrition labels to shop, as well as using comparing food prices to make food buying decisions. Given the fact that the seniors are living on fixed income, this is one of the areas that we really infuse a lot of energy in terms of the messages we give to seniors, comparing food prices while you're in the shop to make your decisions, because that will help you reduce the burden on your financial strain. The Well Citizen Program targets three overarching program outcomes, and they include improvements in areas such as eating, shopping, and cooking. And we do this through specific measures that speak to behaviors that seniors have reported, such as inability to read nutrition facts and food labels, as well as their inability to buy healthy foods given their fixed income. So we do this through measures that speak to those limitations that seniors have expressed to us through our interactions with them. The underlying framework, theoretical framework guiding our study is the theory of reason action. And as most of you know, the idea is if we can work with seniors to improve their overall behavioral intentions to engage in those behaviors, desired behaviors we're working with them on, that they will eventually be more willing and more susceptible to engage in the behaviors themselves. So we are working on areas such as improving their self-efficacy and attitude, overall attitude to healthy foods in general. And for this, for the purpose of this presentation, I'm focusing mostly on two mediators of behavior change in the senior, self-efficacy, and attitude to healthy food. The questions that were asked of seniors during the pre- and post-test evaluation asked were framed around trying to determine or assess whether seniors can report back to us that they have changed or their ability to engage in particular behaviors have improved as a result of participating in the program. So questions related to self-efficacy, for instance, will ask seniors how I can engage in doing X, such as using nutrition label to shop, or I can actually cook healthy food for myself as opposed to eating outside. And then we ask them questions that speak to attitude towards the taste of healthy food. How do you feel about healthy food? Do you think it tastes healthy? Do you think it's worth the money you're spending on it? Do you think it's worth the energy you have to spend sitting at home preparing the food for yourself as opposed to going to the nearest restaurant or fast food restaurant to buy food? And then outcomes, targeted behaviors, specific, how often do you actually engage in the behaviors? How often do you use nutrition labels to shop, for instance? How often do you compare prices when you're in the store? How often do you use grocery lists to make food buying choices? These are all the ways in which we feel if we can get our seniors to move towards improving their feelings and attitudes towards engaging in those practices, that their intention to actually engage in eating more fruits and vegetables will improve over time, and the ability to actually use nutrition labels while they're in the store to make food choices will also improve over time. Of the 168 seniors we interviewed, 125 were included in this sample. And our descriptive results show that most of the seniors were females. They were either mostly Hispanic or African American, and most had 12th grade education or they had college education. Before the program, 71% reported that they were eating 2 cups of foods 3 to 7 times a week, and after the program, 75% were saying they were doing the same. 70% reported before the program they were eating 2.5 cups of vegetables. No change there in terms of the impact of the program in moving seniors along the direction that we want them to head. 85% before the program said they can cook food for them, healthy food for themselves as opposed to going out to eat, compared with 88% after the program. And similarly, after the program, 56% were reporting that they were using nutrition labels to make food buying choices, and 49% did that before the program. The other thing I'll mention is that we also saw a slight improvement in terms of those who were saying that they were now comparing food prices before making food buying choices. And these they found to be a very helpful tool in terms of making decisions while shopping. There was no improvement in terms of their attitude towards the taste of healthy food. We then looked at, we then conducted some logistic regressions to determine whether any of these indicators will help us to predict our desired behavior change, which is engaging in the behavior, eating fruits, eating vegetables, actually using nutrition labels to make food buying choices and the like. And in the first bullet shows you that in the unadjusted model, for those seniors who agree that the taste of food tastes good, they were four times more likely to also say they were cooking meals, healthy meals for themselves at home. When we adjusted for things like age, gender, race, and ethnicity, that the odds of engaging in that behavior increased to 8 times. Same thing here, seniors who said they can cook healthy food for themselves on a daily basis were 26 times more likely to also use nutrition labels to make food choices, and 45 times more likely to do so when you adjust for things like age and level of education, race and ethnicity. And those who can cook healthy every day were 11 times more likely to to also eat 2 cups of fruit, and 50 times more likely to do so in the adjusted model. Same results here. Those who can cook healthy every day were 10 times more likely to also eat 2.5 cups of vegetables and 27 times more likely to do so when you adjust for variables I previously mentioned. And those who said they can now find healthy recipes to cook were 8 times more likely to also eat 2.5 cups of vegetables on a daily basis and 9 times more likely to do so when you adjust for a variable. This next slide just gives you an idea of what our results are showing us, and this is something we are still developing in terms of trying to come up with an ideal model that shows us or leads us to believe that these are the various pathways that the seniors that we work with are moving towards engaging in the desired behaviors we want them to do. So in the middle, you see the mediators we examined in analysis, things like the ability to engage in, to actually cook healthy for yourself, which is row number 2 in the middle column. For those seniors who said they could do that, they were also reporting that they were eating more fruits and vegetables, which is what we want them to do. And so increasing self-efficacy in that regard is leading to that change where we expect to see in seniors. And the last thing I mentioned in that diagram is the bottom row, which shows you the ability to also find healthy recipes in stores to cook also leads to increase in cooking healthy for yourself at home. Some final thoughts from our results. Overall, the direction we are seeing in terms of the data is suggesting that we're headed in the right direction. And obviously, we have to explore this over time to see what happens in terms of 2013 data and 2014 data. The intervention we're also finding that because intervention is speaking to their pocketbook issues, that those indicators that measure things like pricing and cost of healthy foods were also more likely to show positive outcomes in seniors. Some lessons learned, as you would have picked up from the results, many of the seniors are coming into the program indicating that they already know how to engage in these behaviors. So there's a ceiling effect going on there. And so one of the lessons we're learning from this experience is that we need to do a better job in terms of targeting our messages to seniors, perhaps through screening, perhaps through segmenting our messages so that the messages we give to them speak to what they actually need. The other thing we're also exploring is whether we need to look at more integrated approach to reaching seniors that speak not only to the nutrition aspect, but also to the health outcomes of this, or health status of the seniors. And then we need to partner with seniors, obviously, in terms of designing the program so that we can come up with those messages that speak directly to their needs. Lastly, as with every study, there are limitations with these. As I mentioned, a lot of ceiling effects going on with our sample. We need to do a better job in terms of redesigning our program so that we can capture what seniors need and be able to give them, in return, the messages that they want to hear from us. The other thing I'll mention is that this is all self-report, and as you all would know, that comes with its own limitations. And lastly, our sample size is relatively small, and so it's something that we're also looking to, and in terms of how we generalize its findings across other seniors living in public housing in New York City. And that's it. Thank you.